listening to.
You're listening to.
You're listening to.
You're listening to.
McKinnon, you're listening.
You're listening to.
Active FM.
To Active FM.
To Active FM.
To FM.
To Active FM.
What's up, everybody? This is the guy from the Sporting Waves Radio. It's never been better. I'll go by the name of Marcus. Right next to me is Calvin. Calvin, how are you doing, brother? Good, good, good. So what we're going to talk about, and we've been talking about it, so we're going to talk about the high-paid athletes. But we were talking about, in our previous show, we were talking about the UFC moving to boxing, and we were busy comparing boxing and the UFC, that UFC, they have more risk, but they have less pay. But boxing has less risk, but more pay. It's because with the UFC, they have kickboxing, they have wrestling, they have everything, but they get paid less. There's a guy by the name of Jake Paul. He's a boxer / YouTuber.
Well, really,
but really a YouTuber.
Because on YouTube, he's got like 20 million subscribers.
Yeah, so he's a YouTuber. So all respect to him. But looking at him, he's doing this thing where he's attacking professional boxers. But I don't know about you, but for me, it's a problem.
Look, so far, so far, he's built a good reputation for himself.
But yes, there's more money for him.
He's been making money from YouTube, if you really think of it, because he's over a million subscribers.
Yeah.
Second, he's been beating boxers, even though they retired. Beating boxers now, that's...
But the problem is, he's calling out boxers that are retired. He called up Mayweather, but why doesn't he call up Tank? And Tank was there. That Tank has been, I wouldn't say he just got in the game, but he's young, fresh.
I don't know, I think Tank, Tank is, first of all, I'm not saying he's going to beat Tank, but he's bigger than Tank, body-wise.
Yeah, 100%, he has an advantage. But anyway, with the UFC, you know Jake was right about UFC, he attacked Dana White, saying that, you guys are paying your athletes less.
Which is true.
So I remember we did a show way back when it was still the Logan Paul hype. And he mentioned to Dana White that he wasn't getting paid, that he's not paying his athletes properly. Look, now it's getting to people's heads, right?
Even not just that, Francis Ngannou, I'm not saying now that's Dana's fault. His father's been sick for a long time.
Yeah.
And he couldn't help him financially. Not enough money for whatever operation and stuff.
Yeah.
Compared to boxing, you know what I'm saying? That's why he considered boxing. He would take a boxing match.
He would take a boxing match, aren't you?
I think, look, Jake Paul, I think he should, if he is genuine, we hope this is not personal with Dana White.
Yeah.
If he's really fighting for UFC fighters to get paid better, because a lot of UFC fighters are leaving UFC for boxing.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Some of them are going to this wrestling. What is it called?
It's WWE and AEW.
Mostly are going to AEW.
Yes.
Because these things are higher paying than UFC. And if you compare the risks, UFC, someone's choking you down. And you have to survive. Yeah. And we're not saying boxing is way better, because boxing, people's brains get damaged. People die in hospitals after a boxing match.
100%.
But compared to the risks, guys.
The risk is like too much. I'm telling you, you know what I'm saying?
MMA.
But man, well, we've been talking about MMA for a very long time, and we are experts in this, right? But, you know, in my opinion, I think people get more money when they're champions. That's my opinion. If you're a champion, I believe you get more money, period.
Yeah. Look, but let's be honest. You do get a lot of money, but there's a lot of boxers. Are not champions,
but they get a lot of money.
Yeah, the way they're living, their lifestyle, you can tell they're well paid.
Yeah, 100%.
I mean, example, and I'm not comparing. You look at someone like, I mean, when last he built up his reputation for a long time.
Yes.
I mean, he's still buying houses. Recently, he bought a house as well, a very freaking big mansion. Right?
Yes.
You don't know. Yeah. But that guy, like, you look at everything he's done.
Yeah.
And that's through what? Boxing, bro.
Yes.
At a freaking young age, he built...
He built a reputation.
I mean,
for
now he's not fighting and he still has money just lying around. You look at someone like, he's not a champion, and it's been for a while, Deontay Wilder.
Yes.
100%. He's still living off boxing money for a long... Now, boxing, the difference between UFC and boxing, I'm not saying UFC doesn't... But boxing, if you fight once just a year...
They can make it easily 20 million.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Next 2 years, 3 years, you set up for life.
And there, there's
you
UFC.
You get the other match. The more you fight...
Because
even those who lose, they still get a lot of money.
100%. And then there's
more
UFC.
Than we have in UFC.
So are you trying to say that people that lose in boxing get more money than winners in the UFC?
That's actually crazy.
That's true.
Look, losers in boxing, they don't get as much as winners, but it's way closer.
But it's way better than the people in the UFC. So the many people asking one person, Dana White, a question.
Well, he is the president.
He is the president and the CEO of the UFC. Many people are asking him, like, what's happening? Because this is coming true right now.
Because I think now the issue is just...
Yeah.
This manager's accepting, because one of the fights that people were talking about, which is a crazy fight, Francis Ngannou versus
Anthony Joshua. I'm considering
so now that's
that,
like, it's crazy.
I'm considering that.
You have a heavyweight MMA fighter and then a heavyweight boxer. So, and the MMA fighter is willing to adjust to get into boxing.
100%.
So I think they should be given a shot.
Yes,
we are losing them anyway in the UFC.
So I really think they should consider that, because look, Francis Ngannou can adapt very quick.
He can adapt very quick.
But man, in the boxing industry, that will bring so many questions for him, for me personally, because with Conor McGregor, he had 2 weeks to train, only 2 weeks, but he didn't do very, very well in boxing. But I remember you asked me, like, if Mayweather had to call Mayweather right now. Mayweather had to call McGregor, that's what I meant. Who would win? I said McGregor. I was like, why? I was like, look, McGregor, right? He's still young. He's still fresh. And right now, Mayweather is settled.
He's still old, you know.
He's old. He's settled. He's like, he has 50 and old right now. He lost 50. No,
he's
loss.
A G, guys.
He's a G. But would you, if he loses now, would you say,
now
it wouldn't be a big deal.
It doesn't matter because he's old. So
I'm like, if he loses, it would be like,
even when who's this?
Was it
Logan Paul called him out?
Yeah.
I didn't really expect him to win, but he was still moving. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. How he was ducking.
Yeah.
But compared to someone like McGregor, catch you every time.
So look, man. With regards to this in the UFC. Look, I wanna chat about something before we go. Right. You know, Israel Adesanya is a YouTuber right now, right? We are chatting about YouTubers here, but here's a guy that's a UFC champion that's a YouTuber right now. What? So, I don't know about you, but...
Look, he's in his... That's quite good for the fact that he's in his 600,000, going to a million.
That's good,
It's crazy, but I just hope that doesn't become his focus. But there's the other thing about UFC.
Okay.
I don't know. I feel like the fights are strategically planned, right? I feel like this year they know, right? This year we're supposed to only have like 9 fights.
Okay.
I'm saying, or whatever the case may be.
Because
if you look at it now, the UFC fighters, I feel like they're not doing...
Yeah, they're not doing it.
Yeah, they're not fighting about. And
that's a problem though, because in boxing, like, you have to keep it active. Like, you have to, like, this guy that's fighting, there's that guy that's gonna come fight with you. Not like every 6 months there's a fight, because somehow.
Every once a year, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, but the thing is, they lose focus along the way. You get what I'm saying?
A person ends up becoming a YouTuber.
Like, I'm not saying I'd say hasn't lost focus. So yeah, so it's just that thing, man. It's just that thing that he mustn't lose his focus, because a lot of people were doing other stuff. Let's say
what he's doing now, I'm like, it's too early. he basically judges fights.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's cool. I think you should just stick to the training, just shoot the training. But sometimes he's just sitting there in his house judging the fights.
Yeah. But let's bring this example. Anthony Joshua, remember we were having the debate, like, where is he? And we said, okay, we saw him at this particular location doing stuff. And it affected his fight. He lost all his titles. I'm like, okay. So your personal life really affects what you do in the ring. You know, what you do in training, or what you do in your personal life will really show in the ring.
Yeah.
Like, you get what I'm saying? So things like that. And another thing of YouTubers calling professional boxers, guys, please stop. Please, man, stick to YouTuber versus YouTuber.
Yeah.
Period.
But this is the crazy part, right? Yeah, if you know, in December, now in December we have a big fight coming. A YouTuber versus a boxer. Okay. And this is the Gypsy King.
It's the Gypsy King's brother.
Tyson Fury's younger brother.
Yeah.
This is Jake Paul.
I'm looking forward to this fight.
Yeah, look. And the scary part is the YouTuber called out the boxer. And they asked him why, and then it's like, that's the whole point, so I can beat him and all of you can stand like this. So for me, I was like, oh, flip. Yeah, you never know what happens in like this. So
look, it's not going to be a walk in the park.
Yeah.
Period. But I'm not underestimating Jake Paul, because look,
He's doing
big things other than YouTube. Obviously, he has donations and all that stuff. His training is intense. But let's look at Tommy right now. Tommy is the younger brother of the Gypsy King Tyson Fury.
The heavyweight champion.
You get what I'm saying? So, if he's getting trained, okay, it might be the case, but he is getting trained by Tyson Fury, so... You told me about the press conference.
Yeah,
that they say if he loses, they might disown him. They said it as a joke. I was like,
Logan was all for this. He's like, he's gonna give him some stuff. They're gonna ship him off to an island.
Sure.
He's gonna stay there and some. So I was like, this is crazy. So
this is very
for me, honestly. Yeah. That's a fight that I'm not expecting. It's gonna last at least for like.
Yeah.
Three rounds, two rounds.
Yeah, so you really think it's gonna be, so maybe if let's say 10 rounds. So if you expect a knockout, who would it be?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying now. And I'm not that's why I'm not going to underestimate Jake Paul.
Yeah.
Reason being, not because of the previous, if it was the previous fight, I would have. It's the way he handled himself for this fight. In the press conference and how you were dealing with things, how everyone was telling him, this guy is going to beat you because you're a YouTuber. So for me, it was just calm and saying, keep saying that. You guys said it about the previous person and the previous person.
Mm-hmm.
So that just caught me to say, he's actually right. So let's just watch out.
But so I'm not underestimating Jake.
Mm.
Jake is he's a great YouTube boxer. I wouldn't classify him as a great boxer. I would say YouTube boxer because things like that. But I'm still having a problem where these YouTube so-called boxers calling out professional boxers. It's still a problem for me.
Yeah.
But I really think in 2022 these YouTube boxers should step it up a notch. What do they call? They should call out the young guys.
Yeah.
If Jake Paul,
the young boxers
that. The guys, they're hungry.
Look, I feel like Logan Paul is just waiting for the Gypsy King to get it, like, 50-something, and then he can call him.
Wait, what? He's just waiting, like, maybe when he reaches, like, his 50s
wait,
or
how
so.
How old is the Gypsy King?
He's 34.
Okay, no, he's 30. So he's call him out anytime.
Yeah, so he's not going to call him out anytime soon, because he knows he's still fresh. You get what I'm saying? So anyway, that is it from us, from the live show. But if you want to listen to our shows or any other shows, you can go to www.activefm.co.za, or you can catch us on Twitter, Facebook, and on Instagram on ActiveFM 777, which is Calvin.
the number of
heavyweights. Of course. Obviously, it's been good. It's been real. From myself and Kai, we're going to say peace out and God bless. This is the Sporting Base where radio has never been better.
Pursue and overtake, close my eyes and concentrate. Demons know there's no escape, speak that word with no mistake. Invade and terminate, I don't know nothing about pearly gates. Purgatory's fake, cross of Calvary, my sins were laid. Christian this, Christian that, would I work this verbal chat? Cause your life and scripture match, if not it's a bunch of whack. How many people Sunday Christians, Saturday they're bending backs. Slipping and sliding different, sliding's a constant act. Turn back to the righteous batch, the militant gang. And don't follow things of the world, God's got a different plan. Trinity step, man, Trinity flex, calm with the Trinity gang. Same one that got down big Goliath using a little man. So I get round there on a diligent search, all gangs on a righteous purge. Street preaching, run up in blocks, rip these scriptures through a shirt. Red alert, marching through and take dominion. If I can't find my man, I'll train down any civilian. Militant move, Jesus crew, tryna come preach to you. Tried you free that day, only got two on a back road avenue. Kilburn High Road, I'm back and forth, tryna change man's point of view. I did what I'm supposed to do, then I went back to the rendezvous. Who's on me? That don't matter, rude boy, who's on you? Christ my saviour, when I sin, there's no residue. Please don't misconstrue, can't abuse his grace, there's no excuse. Wake up and live for him,
don't wake up and live for you.
These demons knocking, get to Bible chopping, legion dropping. Rebuking, blocking, demons stopping, scripture popping. Had many chances to accept the Lord before the coffin. How shocking, now my man's underground, eternal rotting. Praying fast, militant march, down the narrow path, sturdy starts. When it's time to preach and do up Tour de France. Praying fast, militant march, down the narrow path, sturdy starts. When it's time to preach and do a Tour de France. What's the mission? Get round there and bring conviction. How many times did I pray to God? Stand 100+ petitions. I can't waste no time, I gotta be about my father's business. Beefing warlocks and witches, couldn't get about worldly riches. Relationship is not religion. D.O. couldn't put a price on me, they know I'm a priceless Christian. Don't lie by the life I'm living, gospel drilling. I was unsaved, arrived in a poor condition. But it's written, who the sound says free is freed, indeed I'm winning. Catch them slipping, demons tripping, do it in the midnight hour. Capture and devour, I'm empowered when I pray for hours. Step outside, angels by my side, and they're down to ride. Depression can't come round here, swung my sword and I took his life. Christians giving demons too much clout, they ain't on nothing. All I gotta do is summon Angel Michael and these demons running. Can't even call their cousin, they've been cooked like chicken stuffing in that eternal oven. Must be buzzing, please don't push my button. Call up on me, that's my charge. You pray and say that scripture calmly. Speak in tongues and vice an army. You think I speak Somali? All Gujarati, step in a party. Dance with the Lord like David Doggy. Step in church, Christian party. Dance with the Lord like David Doggy. Call up on me, that's my charge. You pray and say that scripture calmly. Speak in tongues and vice an army. You think I speak Somali? All Gujarati, step in a party. Dance with the Lord like David Doggy. Step in church, Christian party. Dance with the Lord like David Doggy. Demons knocking, get to Bible chopping, legion dropping, rebuking, blocking, demons stopping, scripture popping. Had many chances to accept the Lord before the coffin. How shocking, now my man's underground, eternal rotting. Praying fast, militant march, down the narrow path, sturdy starts. When it's time to preach and do up Tour de France. Praying fast, militant march, down the narrow path, sturdy starts. When it's time to preach and do up Tour de France. Praying fast, militant march, down the narrow path, sturdy starts. When it's time to preach and do up Tour de France. Praying fast, militant march, down the narrow path, sturdy starts. When it's time to preach and do up Tour de France.